Breakfast with Gary and Tim. A sports news wrap.
For MoneyQuest, visit checkyourrate.com.au for a better deal on your home loan with no fees or catches.
Calculating Cal Toomey in just a moment. The Celtics, are they on today, Whispers?
Yes.
They're 10 wins, or tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow, is it? Okay.
10 wins.
I'm a bit gun shy about talking about programming anymore.
10 wins, 11 losses at home.
Mm. They should win that.
They're 10 wins and 11 losses at home.
Well, they're almost 50-50.
Did you just send Toby a message just then?
I did.
Sent him a read it out for everyone.
I just said, just wishing him well for his 200th game. It's been a magnificent career. Yeah. Best wishes, the Wisp.
You signed it, the Wisp.
Yeah.
He's going to get that.
He won't know who that is.
Who's this tool?
I don't know. It's amazing that I actually found his number.
Does he get back to you or not?
He didn't last time because I don't think – I didn't sign it. I thought that he might have had my number and I didn't put
– You didn't put the Wisp.
I didn't put the Wisp.
Old mate, Wispy.
You think you wait, about 9 o'clock, I'll have there'll be a zing back on my phone.
What's the over and under that the Wisp will get a response from Toby before we go off air? I'm going to say
he likes to sleep.
There's not a snowflake's chance in hell that you'll get. In fact, if you get a response from Toby Green before 9 o'clock,
I'm going to watch my phone.
I'll make coffee for the rest for the whole of next week.
He likes to sleep in. I'm being told.
Calculating Cal Toomey has joined us. G'day, Cal.
Good morning, Gary. Hope you're feeling better. And Tim as well. I just saw Toby Green's been on Sunrise this morning, Tim, so you might be a chance.
Oh, he's up. He's up.
No, I don't think he is. He's not up yet. I haven't received a message yet.
He is up, and he's been on Sunrise, so we know he's up and awake. So.
I think what I might do, I might send another – he may not know me as – Wisp, so I might just PS Tim Watson.
Yeah, best of the hell out of him. In fact, I saw him on Sunrise when your phone message went through. He got the phone out, looked at it and went, oh, dickhead. Calculating, what's going on with you got James Jordan news.
Yeah, premiership player at the Demons, been extremely versatile, of course, throughout his career. Out of contract this year and has held off on starting talks there. A few clubs are keeping a watch on him, Essendon and Gold Coast among them, as he remains unsigned. Melbourne, of course, keen to retain him. Clubs still think that would be the most likely outcome there, but the Bombers and Suns are among the clubs of interest. He was the sub, of course, in that 2021 flag. Very handy player. Been used as a sub a few times this season. The quirk around him, though, and that's a part of what makes him appealing for clubs, is that he was delisted at the end of 2020 when lists were reduced. So he qualifies as a free agent every time he comes out of contract. So it means that if a club's going to go and grab him, they don't have to give up anything for him. Good player, James Jordan, has some interest.
Cal, question without notice. Bergman, who plays halfback for Port Adelaide, what's his contractual arrangement at the moment?
Yeah, he's a star on the rise, isn't he?
Is he?
Really, really coming as a player, a first-round pick in 2019. He's out of contract this year, got a lot of interest in Victoria. Port Adelaide desperate to keep him because I think like them, or like everyone, they can see how good he's going and has been super for them across halfback. I think a lot of clubs are waiting to see where that one plays out in the second half of the season. He's in no rush to get into his contract talks. Port desperate to keep him, but a few clubs looking at him. I think a lot of people think the Saints would be in the mix there as well. They've targeted Bayside boys in the past. He's a Sandry and Dragon product.
Do you like those lefties off halfback, Gary?
What, left-leaning or left-footers? What, they tree-huggers?
Left-footers.
I know, I do.
Not left-dressing.
What about Taron Thomas? Where's he sitting right now? He may even play this week, they're suggesting, but where's he sitting?
Yeah, played a couple of games in the VFL already. This is going to be an interesting one. Clubs are keeping a close eye on his form in the VFL. I think you'll see a fair few pro scouts and list managers at the Kangaroos VFL games and AFL games when he's playing, because return to the club, obviously amid the fallout of the ongoing police charges, but has a year to go on his two-year deal, which was lucrative when he signed it at the start of 2022, and for good reason. He was really rising as a player. 23 years old, clubs are keeping a watch on his progress on and off the field to see if he should be considered as a trade target. The other one at the Roos as well, Charlie Combin, expected to stay too.
If you were a list manager, would you look at Taron Thomas, Tim?
I'd look at him and I'd do a lot of backgrounding. That's exactly what I'd do, Gary. Yes.
You wouldn't rule him out though?
No, I wouldn't rule him out.
The footy world's full of players that have been had their own issues along the way and been given second chances. Yep. Righto, couple more. Gresham, Sam Flanders. What can you tell us about those two boys?
Gresham, we're hitting the start that point of the season where the big three agents are starting to make some calls. So his manager, Matt Bain, was on Gettable with us this week on AFL.com.au. Said he would sit down with the Saints next week at the bye. The bye's given everyone a bit of an out, Gary. Everyone gets to the bye and then reassesses. But Gresham is one of the biggest free agents in the game this year, is going to do that. Sam Flanders is a name that's going to be thrown up a lot over the next couple of months. If you don't know him too well, he's played for the Gold Coast into his fourth season, was a top 11 pick, I think it was, 4 years ago in that Miles Bergman draft. But hasn't been able to crack that midfield with Rowland Anderson and Miller and Bailey Humphrey starting to go in there a little bit as well. Out of contract, hasn't started talks yet, and I think a few Victorian clubs are keeping a watch there.
Hey, they love Humphreys up there in at the Suns. Absolutely love him.
Yeah, he's a star. He's an absolute star. I was a huge fan of him in the second half of last year when he really exploded. The Petrarca, the Degoe likeness. We're only starting to see him scratch the surface of his talent, and he's coming off an injury hit sort of start to the year as well when he was about to debut and then cut his foot and missed a couple of weeks. So, yeah, the upside with Bailey Humphrey is massive.
We're talking this morning about how much we're liking the Dogs and what they're building there at the moment this year. Bailey Williams is very much a part of that. What's his contractual arrangement at the moment?
An unrestricted free agent, so obviously could walk to another club. Has had some interest elsewhere, of course, comes from South Australia. Really strong start to the season. Josh Gavlich reporting today he's kick-started talks on a new deal despite that interest, and a deal could be finalised in the not-too-distant future. So he's probably the highest priority re-signing the Dogs this year. They had some big ones last year. They do again next year with Norton and Bailey Smith and Tim English coming out of contract, but Williams on the path to a new deal there to turn his back on free agency.
I guess a couple of quick names for the mid-season draft, which takes place next Wednesday.
Excited for that one at the moment, Gary. Ryan Marrick, we spoke about him about 6 weeks ago. He's a Gippsland power prospect, 193 centimetres. He shapes as the favourite for the number one pick at the moment. He was actually, just very quickly, he was actually 107 kilos 2 years ago. Done a lot of work on his fitness to get right and would deserve this chance. A few other names, wingman Ethan Stanley from the Box Hill Hawks, Robert Hanson in WA, a speedster there, ruckman Clay Tucker, forward Jack Fuller, some of the other names there. Quinton Narkle, of course, in the VFL, former Cat. Caleb Poulter, who's playing with the Dogs VFL side and former Pie as well. Oscar McDonald, all chances to get another shot at AFL level. So about 13 picks are open at the moment.
Yep.
Maybe around that number of selections next week.
Hey, Cal, before we let you go, this has come through on the text. Will McCabe, Luke McCabe's son.
Yeah, he's going really well, Tim. I think he's somewhere around that top 15 mark of the draft now.
Ooh.
Key back, athletic. Marks it really well. South Australian, who will play in the championships, of course, coming up in the middle part of the year. But, I like the way he reads the ball in the back line, and I think clubs are certainly seeing that as well. Mid-190s, he's shot up to, so the Hawks not only have their first pick, which will obviously come in before a bit comes for McCabe, but they're going to get access to McCabe, who looks a really good talent.
Right, calculating messages coming through. If Toby Green gets back to the Wisp before nine, I'll buy him half a dozen bottles of his favourite wine. Do you think Toby Green will message Wispy back before 9 o'clock?
Well, 48 minutes, I'm going with no.
We're on Toby Watch. I've just opened the text that I sent to him, and I'm getting those blue bubbles.
No, you're not. Otherwise, you'd be far more excited.
I think I am. Looks like he's trying to get a message through. If he's in the Channel 7 studios, maybe there's an issue with the communication from there, the signal.
Good on you, Calculating. Appreciate that, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
For the best mortgage deal,
thanks, Cal.
Visit checkyourrate.com.au. What will you do for Wispy if Toby gets back to him before nine? So far, we've got a half a dozen bottles of his favourite wine. I'll make him coffee all next week.
Right.
So just start your message with, if Toby gets back to you, Wispy, I will what? You might make you. You could do well out of this if Tobe does get back to you.
Do you think he'll get back to me before 9 o'clock?
No, I don't.
Do you think he'll get back to me before lunchtime?
I think he's looked at your message and gone, delete.
No.
If I don't hear from him by 8:30, I'm going to resend the message and I'm going to sign it Tim Watson next time, because he may not know who Wisp is.
What did you just play then, Coxie?
No.
Whose voice is that? It wouldn't want to be, I tell you what.
Oh.